Anna.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first. So
Maybe they're having trouble too. I've been trying for about 3 minutes. If you can message that the lines are busy, try later.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a the cell issue with the weather. Well, let's get started, and I'm sure they'll join us.
Okay.
We're in on the Sulam commentary of the Zohar, Parashat Vayera, Pasuk 34 in section 4. And we'll start with the Lishen Yichud. Lishen Yichud Kut Shabri Hu Ishkinte Bid Hiluur Himu Ud Hibu Ud Hiluur Himu. Le'afta L'shem Yudhe Bavape B'Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Eleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kenrenei Eleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kenreneihu. Pasuk 34. Ad hawo yad ve alu hakime daralim vakar leya olit leho ad al delaito vishamashaleya detaninan gedola shimusha yoter Mili Muda Adiata Rabbi Akiva Amarlo Akiva Akiva Lama La Achtet Lisham Ashali Amarlo Beri La Bahawa Penai Metanai Arhat Artach Amar et becha alach itamut mitat atzmecha lat yeo vihe tad kashe mitalchon mitateya The translation. As they were still sitting, the wise men of the generation came by to visit him. However, he cursed them for not coming to serve him. As we have learned, it is greater to serve the Torah than to study it. In the meantime, Rabbi Akiva arrived. He asked, Akiva, Akiva, why have you not come to attend to me? And he responded, Rabbi, I had no spare time. He was angry and said, Indeed, I wonder whether you shall die naturally. On that account, he placed a curse on him, so that his death would be the worst of them all. This means that he placed a curse on the other wise men who did not come to serve him, so that they also would not die naturally. And he said that the death of Rabbi Akiva shall be the cruelest of them all. My commentary, the curse is about the 10 martyrs that we read about on Tisha B'Av. This was the teacher of the generation that was the reincarnation of the 12 sons of Jacob, who is Israel. Questions, comments, thoughts.
So you think there were 12 wise men that came?
11, because Rabbi Akiva is separated out.
Okay.
He was the 12th.
Okay. So it's telling us, to me, a big message. Serve rather than study all the time. By serving, do you think it's coming and tending to his needs because he was near death and needed?
If you live near your teacher, it's better to serve the teacher than to study the Torah. That's really the spiritual law. If you can physically assist your teachers by serving him, that is what should be done. And that's what the donations to the teachers are to replace. Because ultimately, studying Torah gives you knowledge. Serving Torah, meaning serving your teacher, gives you a much more internalization of the Torah that you do study.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I added
this. You're glad you what? Exactly. And that's the... It's one of the major reasons that you receive a better understanding than some of the other people that are on the calls.
Well, I'm not so sure about that, but I just knew the very first time, you know, I looked at your site for 3 months before I contacted you, but I knew that I could never give you enough money for what I was getting. And I knew that I had to do something extra. So I hope others will do the same.
You did. And if anybody's listening on the recording, we always need transcribing of all of the recordings. Because, you know, it's really a major benefit for somebody if they will take the time to transcribe a recording, because they reinforce the learning of the recording because they're listening to it again and over and over.
I sent you an email. I'm willing to do it, but I didn't get that response.
I'm sorry?
I sent an email like several months ago. To see if you did still want someone to do that. So let me know. This is Miriam, Barbara. Yeah.
Miriam, I do need to do that, and I'd be happy to give you the recordings to do. Just, you know, next time we talk, I can give you as many as you'd like, because there's a whole bunch of them.
Okay. But yeah, let's get things up to date. Gives me something, makes me feel like I've got a purpose.
Well,
if I have to dance on this earth, I got to do something.
You have a purpose, and you have more than one purpose, and one of them is to volunteer to transcribe. So that would be very much appreciated.
Okay, well, I think that's win-win, because like you said, you know, if you're transcribing it, you're learning it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of a way to pretend like I'm helping, but actually getting something.
Well, you would be helping, because all of the other people who receive those transcriptions, who read those transcriptions, you're getting some of the light that they reveal. So it's a very positive thing to do.
Okay,
let's move
on
to...
Good.
To section or passage 35. Bake Rabbi Akiva ve'amar le'a Rabbi olif li oraita aftach u'me'a Rabbi Eliezer v'maaseh Merkava ata asha priyastar latar away from amaru akimaya shimem tilet anan hazyan uktaim leklach devaku lepicha devara Yati Bhutaman Hawa Mada Hawa Leazal Esha. The translation, Rabbi Akiva wept and said to him, Rabbi, teach Torah to me. Rabbi Eliezer opened his mouth, and as he spoke about the works of the divine chariot, a fire surrounded them both. The wise men said, from this we learn that we are not worthy, nor do we have the privilege to listen to the words of his teachings. So they sat outside the gate. After everything was over, the fire disappeared. My commentary, this fire is a spiritual fire that one must rise to a spiritual level that allows one the privilege to hear the words of the Zohar and other teachers. These various spiritual levels are available, and that is what I have said, that each year you read the Zohar verse by verse, your understanding will rise, which indicates you have changed your spiritual level. Questions, comments, thoughts?
That makes me think that fire goes from destruction to what word came to my mind? Passion.
Passion is the gasoline that drives spiritual growth.
I don't think you can take credit for the passion. It's like the passion grabs you. Well, maybe it's a circle. Maybe it's a circle of passion, a circle of fire.
The passion does grab you, because the passion is what motivates you. Without the passion, it's like eating something you don't have a real desire for. You know, maybe you don't feel like a cantaloupe, but it's put in front of you, so you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no passion there, there's no energy to it. You're not receiving much energy. But if you truly yearn for cantaloupe, that the energy of that cantaloupe was going to be very high.
And maybe, too, you were born under Aquarius in the month of Shabbat.
Yes.
Okay.
Which reminds me, the Rosh Chodesh connection is going to be at 4 o'clock Sunday, this coming Sunday.
4 o'clock.
Right.
Okay.
Right after the. Yeah, it's West Coast time. Yes. Right after the. The advanced reincarnation class.
Okay.
Actually, I think it's I made it for 7:30 to. I'll double check the time, but it's Sunday night and it's earlier than normal.
Okay.
Because I don't want to stay up till 10 o'clock Sunday nights, we'll see.
Okay.
Pasuk 36. We all leave the Tilat Mea Halakot Pesukot Leolif Lea
Maka
Reo Ta'amim Daf Tuke Deshir Hashirim Wahawo Enoi The Rabbi Akiva Nat Chatin Maya Ve'it Hazar Esha Kekad Meta Kad Mata Lahai Pasuka Sam Kutin Kuni Ba Shishot Ba Duni Ba Taputikin Ki Cholat Ahava Ani la yakil lemisbaro Rabbi Akiva viarem kaleya bivkiyata vegae vilahawa memalel midchilu ishkinta dehawat taman. The translation. And he taught the secret of impure white spots, the Hebrew word is makila, as bright as the snow, 300 halakhic rules, and 216 explanations of the verses of Shir HaShirim. Rabbi Akiva's eyes poured with tears like water. Then the fire reappeared and surrounded them both again. When he reached the verse, stay me with phlegons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick with love. Rabbi Akiva could not bear any more. He raised his voice and burst out bellowing like a bull. And he could not speak out of fear of the Shekhinah that was there. My commentary, learn this verse well. The number 300 represents the power of life, as it is the gematria of the letter Shin, composed of the three vowels. The number 216 is the gematria of the word Aryeh, which means lion. How can someone bellow like a bull and also not speak from the awe of the Shekhinah? As an unwritten commentary, 216 is the number of letters in the 72 names of God, 3 times 72. 216 is also the gematria of the word Gevura. And 300 is also the spelled out name of the word Elohim when we add a kolel for each of the five letters. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I'm wondering what this is like.
Welcome, Mark.
Thank you.
Say again, Hannah.
I was wondering about the white spots. You know, parts of the eyes called the macula, but
maybe I misunderstood it, because I could, when I see the word white spots, I think we're talking about the tzarat, the leprosy illness that's caused by Lashon Hara.
Okay. Well, it said impure, but the word macula, you know, macular degeneration in the eye.
Let me look at the Aramaic, see if
let's see.
It's not clear.
No, it would have to be on that first line, because once you get to Shul HaShul, you know.
I agree.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. I don't see the word macula, which would be the English word that you're using. So, I'm not seeing a Hebrew word with that spelling. So, I'm not real sure.
Yeah, and sometimes white is bon, and I don't see that. Let's see. I mean, it's a Hebrew word.
It's a very powerful souk.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the, as we learned earlier, and I mentioned to you all at that time in some of the recordings that I haven't been able to upload because my computer's acting up and that's supposed to be fixed tomorrow. But those recordings, we talked about when one of the sages passes away, the last day of his life, he reveals all that he was destined to reveal that he had not yet revealed. And that's really why he was cursing them for not coming to serve him, because he had nobody who could handle the material that he needed to teach, that he needed to reveal. He had his son who wasn't capable of absorbing all of it. And Rabbi Akiva was busy doing other things. And so the secrets, if he's not able to reveal them, it's basically saying he has to come back, because those things that he's destined to reveal are part of his tikkun. And if you question why would he curse these sages, because as we know, all of those 12 sages were very high souls as being reincarnations of the sons of Jacob. And the reason was is because they're forcing him to be reincarnated.
Well, I wondered why the word was curse, you know, was such a strong word.
Yes, now you have a sense of why.
Right.
Because if your purpose in life is to teach, to reveal whatever you're supposed to reveal, and there's no vessel there to receive it, there's nobody who can understand it, you have to come back in a different generation where you're going to be able to reveal it to them then. The plan of creation doesn't really care when things get done, when your tikkun is done, which lifetime you achieve your tikkun. You're given the opportunity. If you don't achieve it, you come back and do it again. That's the system. That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
But it's human beings who say, why do I need to come back? Don't I really want to stay in heaven? And the other side of that is the only place you can gain merit, the only place you can gain mitzvot, do mitzvot, study Torah, is in the physical world. You study Torah in heaven, you study Torah in the Garden of Eden, but you're studying the Torah that you revealed, not necessarily growing the Torah, learning more. Does anybody have any other questions? Because we are out of time.
No, but my husband enjoyed this today. He had the day off, so thank you.
I'm glad he was listening.
Yeah, he's sitting right there, Andrew.
Yeah.
You all have a good evening and happy Martin Luther King Day.
All right. You might as well.
When will we speak again, Miriam? Because I'd like to get you started on that project of transfer.
Tomorrow's good.
That would be good.
I have two clients, but not until 5. So, like, anytime after between 11 and 4.
Let's do it at 11 if that works for you.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. You all have a good evening. Happy holiday.
Thank you.